Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is Shane Van Gisbergen.
SVG to the lead!
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Today, for the third time, the NASCAR Cup Series will snake its way through the streets of Chicago in the Grant Park 165. Grant Park is a 319-acre parcel of land in Chicago's Loop District. It's been home to presidents, queens, concerts, museums, and more. But for one weekend a year, Grant Park transforms into a stop on the NASCAR schedule. Ty Gibbs is in the field today. He describes the challenges he and his colleagues will face.
There's a lot of passing zones, a lot of dive bomb opportunities. I think it's a good track, and I always enjoy going to Chicago. A lot of braking zones, so I think into those, you can get off the corners as well and make the straightaways long, but it's a fun place.
Live from Grant Park in Chicago, the Grant Park 165, next.
Drivers!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, Race Day.
Ready, freaking.
From the Chicago Street Course. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
When looking at the NASCAR Cup Series schedule, it has many unique things about it. Whether it be new venues, types of layouts, varying locations across the fruited plain. Today, in Chicago's Grant Park, all of that comes together as 40 NASCAR Cup Series teams are about to tackle this 2.2-mile, 12-turn road course. Hello and welcome to the Windy City. Motor Racing Network is live and on the air, and we're coming to you from Grant Park, also known as Chicago's front yard. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you on this Sunday afternoon, ready to write another chapter in NASCAR's long and storied history. Alex Hayden joins me now in the broadcast booth. Alex, of all the stops we make, there is no other venue that features history of this magnitude.
No, you're right about that, Mike. This is such a great place, and not just because we're going to race here, but in general, if you've never visited here, Grant Park in downtown Chicago, Illinois, so much history that comes with this. Of course, Grant Park, it's named after former President Ulysses S. Grant, and you know, before Wrigley Field was built, just north of where we are, the Chicago Cubs played their home games here in Grant Park. We've had Democratic National Conventions. We've had popes come here and hold gigantic masses for the folks. Lollapalooza, the concert. It's home to Buckingham Fountain, the world-famous fountain here as well. So much history. Of course, all the Chicago championship-winning sports teams. This is where everybody gathered for the championship celebrations and parades.
Now, let's get to the nuts and bolts of what we're about to do today. We're about to race in Grant Park for the third time, and this road course presents a unique set of challenges that actually change from year to year.
Yeah, it does. And given the fact that what changes is the fact that sometimes the asphalt gets a little more degraded from years gone by. These are city streets, after all. There's a couple of places that have been added with some new pavement because of the degradation that's going on. Throw in the fact that we've had rain the last couple of years, and there may be a chance of rain later in the day. Will it affect the race? That's to be determined. But this is a 12-turn, 2.2-mile street circuit that has some elevation changes where you go up bridges. It means you got to go down the other side of bridges over railroad tracks and whatnot. There's nothing quite like it.
Well, we talk about normally front stretches and back stretches. Today, you'll hear about Columbus Drive and DuSable Lakeshore Drive, Michigan Avenue, Balboa Drive. These are all key elements of what we'll do today. A very unique layout, and quite frankly, Alex, it's a layout that has tested the best in the business so far this weekend.
It has. So many drivers have gotten into the walls. Keep in mind, this is a temporary street circuit, so we don't have the safer barriers around. And with the composite bodies that these NASCAR Cup Series cars have in this Gen 7 model, normally on a regular track, you can get into the wall a little bit and have no problem whatsoever and continue on. Now, here at Chicago, with no safer barriers or quote-unquote soft walls, we've got concrete walls that line both drivers left and right all the way around this place. And we've seen some of the best drivers in the business, like a Chase Elliott, a William Byron, Alex Bowman, Brad Keselowski, the list goes on, who have gotten into the wall at some point over the weekend, whether it's practice or qualifying.
Matter of fact, a quarter of the field is going to have to go to the back for unapproved adjustments, backup cars, and the like. It's going to be quite an eventful day here in the streets of Chicago. We'll check back in with Alex here coming up shortly. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, Kurt Becker is going to go one-on-one with Shane Van Gisbergen. He won the last cup race on a road course in Mexico City. He won the NASCAR Xfinity Series race here yesterday. He's on the pole for today, and there is no doubt he is the number one driver on the list to take the checkered flag in today's Grant Park 165. As we celebrate our nation's independence this weekend, Susie Armstrong is going to highlight some of the most patriotic NASCAR moments to ever air on the Motor Racing Network. Alex will be back to discuss the ongoing in-season challenge. Plus, Todd Gordon will be here with the progressive keys to the race, and we'll head trackside to chat with some of the drivers in today's Grant Park 165.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke.
Go.
More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends, more family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Today's race will be 75 laps. Stage breaks will come at laps 20 and 45. From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
From the Chicago Street Course, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
The left-hand turn 9, the right-hand turn 10. He's all alone and headed to turn number 11.
Under braking, setting up for turn number 11. The fans in the massive grandstands waving their way to give him the encouragement he needs. He's clean off 11, up the hill, headed for turn number 12. He'll stand on the brakes, downshift. Here's the car, sets it cleanly, checkered flag in the air in his first ever NASCAR Cup Series start. Shane Van Gisbergen, the New Zealand driver, wins on the streets of Chicago.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 2 years ago when relative unknown Shane Van Gisbergen burst onto the scene, winning in his first ever NASCAR Cup Series start right here in the streets of Chicago. Today, Shane returns to Chicago in the midst of his first full-time Cup Series season. Earlier this week, Kurt Becker had a chance to sit down with SVG to discuss his rookie campaign and how the win here 2 years ago changed his life.
So we're getting right into the heart of the summer. You've got a win under your belt. You're headed for the playoffs. Are you satisfied to this point overall with your season?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're showing great improvement most weeks. I feel like we're getting better and better, and our potential was certainly a lot higher on the ovals. And we're having a lot of fun doing it. Like, our team environment's really, really good, and most weeks we're having a good time, which is cool. And then, yeah, these road courses coming up, that's just a bonus to us.
And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Let's go back to the road course at Mexico City, where, of course, you got the win in dominating fashion. You were not physically feeling at your best that day. Was a relief driver ever in the cards, or was it just, I'm going to put my head down and push through this?
Not for me, but, yeah, I just got worse and worse as the day went on, and, yeah, got some medication from Pam, at NASCAR, and, yeah, like, once the first stage kind of, we had that stage break, I was sort of like, yeah, I'm not feeling too bad, but certainly that morning and right before the race, I was pretty subpar.
Is it true at any point did your crew chief, Stephen Doran, did he at any point during that race tell you to back off the throttle, that, you had plenty of lead? And if he did tell you that, what was your response?
I guess, he's just telling me to manage it. But at that stage of the race, if you let yellow came out, we were going to pit anyway, right, because the tires were gone off. So no point kind of just cruising because we're pit anyway if a yellow come out. So I found myself, when he told me to back down a little bit or look after the car, that I'd lose concentration. So I was better off just driving flat out.
Of course, American racing fans were first introduced to you in 2023 at the Chicago Street Race, NASCAR's inaugural street course event. Your first cup start, your first cup win. What are your memories of that day?
I remember the whole thing. It's something I'll keep with me for the rest of my life. It was an amazing day and just amazing result. It's a bit of a whirlwind. It was good going under the radar. Sort of no one ever expected we'd get that result, so we could just concentrate on what we were doing, and just race for fun with no expectations on anyone. And yeah, I just remember the elation after, and there's a lot of pit crew members that had never won a race before, and one guy in particular, Cat, who's been around forever and with Ganassi Trackhouse forever at the same team, he'd never won a cup race before. And I just remember how much it meant to everyone to do something so special, and to be part of such a cool group. And then, the whirlwind afterwards that led to me moving here last year and now joining Trackhouse. It's fairy tale stuff. So that day stick with me forever.
Standing where you do now, 2 years later, after that debut victory, what have you done well since then? Where do you still need to improve?
It's my career has done a 180, so I have so much enjoyment from racing now, and I love what I do. I know what I'm doing basically from first week of February till first week of November, and I think it's awesome racing every week and challenging myself at new tracks, new places, and being outside the comfort zone is, it's difficult to do that, but it's been a lot of fun trying new stuff. And then, I guess it just takes time, there's still these tracks I haven't been to yet in a cup car, and it's just going to take time, and thankful to Justin and everyone at Trackhouse for just believing me and giving me that time. And I think now we're starting to see a lot of progress, sort of 3 or 4 months in.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Get ready to rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. All-day access to NASCAR action, streaming, classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the greatest drivers. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere, on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today. From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From the Windy City, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Here he comes into the banking of turn number one for the final time. He has been the dominator this afternoon at Chicagoland Speedway. Brad Keselowski, high, wide, and handsome off two for the final time.
It's been a lovely cruise. Brad Keselowski has dominated this afternoon, remains patient following the lap car of all guy or all four for the final time.
The 2010 series champion scoring his third win in the last seven Nationwide Series races, winning today here at Chicagoland Speedway in the Dollar General 300. Brad Keselowski gets the victory.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That was 14 years ago when Brad Keselowski cruised to a win at nearby Chicagoland Speedway down in Joliet. That win came in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the man who led him to victory that day was our very own Todd Gordon. But the keys to winning at that track are totally different than they are here on this street course. Todd is here to give us the keys to winning today's race. And those keys are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Here are the Progressive keys to the race for the Chicago Street Course. The first on my list is precision on track. Find a way to run just under 100% without overstepping it. The penalty here on a street course, concrete barriers against the racetrack. There's no runoff area. There's no place to make a misstep or mistake. You're going to have contact with a wall if you overrun a corner. The second today is to focus on forward drive. Watching this race in the past, all of the corners are slow speed corners. Being able to get forward drive, get the car accelerated off the corner, set you up, put you in a position to make a pass into the next corner. And the third, given this is the third event and we haven't had a dry event yet, keep an eye on the weather. This is a place last year that we thought was going to be dry. Thus, it ended up a rain delay and a wet surface. Understand what the weather is and understand when to put wet tires on and when a damp racetrack can still run on slicks. Last year, the guys that put wet tires on at the beginning of the race paid the penalty, ended up a lap down because the racetrack didn't get wet enough to show the advantage. Those are our keys to the race, brought to you by Progressive.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
From Chi-Town, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
The fans in the massive grandstand.
Checkered flag is in the air. They have lost their minds in the street of Chicago, in the street of Chicago, in the street of Chicago. They have lost their minds in the street of Chicago, in the street of Chicago, in the street of Chicago.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That right there was a special track produced by DJ Flipside featuring many of our MRN talent. That song's been playing here at the track all weekend as an unofficial anthem for the Chicago Street Course weekend. In fact, this whole weekend has been a festive one as the Windy City has been celebrating Independence Day. The Motor Racing Network has had the pleasure of featuring many patriotic moments on our airwaves, and Susie Armstrong is here to shine a spotlight on some of them.
As we celebrate our nation's 250th year of freedom, let us reflect on some of the most memorable patriotic moments on the Motor Racing Network. Over the years, MRN has had the privilege of witnessing remarkable events at tracks across the country and hosting celebrity guests from various backgrounds. However, few moments can compare to the first time a sitting president appeared on the air. It was the 4th of July, 1984. The setting, Daytona International Speedway. The event, the Firecracker 400. But this wasn't just any race. It was the day the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, joined the Motor Racing Network live to become the first sitting U.S. president to give the command to start a NASCAR race.
Mr. President.
Yes.
This is Bill Frash, Jr., the president of the Speedway.
Well, Bill, glad to talk to you. Sorry I can't be with you for the beginning of the race, but I'm happy to have this opportunity to help get the main event underway.
Mr. President, why don't we go ahead? We're not going to hold up any longer. Let's start the engine, sir.
All right. Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Firecracker 400 would go down in history, not just for Reagan's appearance, but for what happened on the track. Richard Petty took the checkered flag for his 200th and final career win right in front of the commander-in-chief.
Richard drafts down to the bottom of the racetrack. They are door-to-door in the dogleg. They touch coming to the tri-oval down to the line. It is, I can't call that one. It is so close. Petty almost lost it as they tagged again as they crossed the start-finish line. They take the caution, head back into turn number one. We're going to have to let the NASCAR official sort that one out.
It's Richard Petty by a foot. Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR.
NASCAR victory.
Reagan congratulated the king in real time, marking the only time a sitting president witnessed a NASCAR race finish and celebrated with a winner on the same day. Ronald Reagan would not be the only president featured on the MRN airwaves. Fast forward nearly 20 years later, and another American president would make his presence felt across the nation. It was February 15th, 2004, and the commander-in-chief came to the Great American Race. President George W. Bush arrived at Daytona International Speedway to roaring crowds and flashing cameras, becoming the first sitting president since Ronald Reagan to attend the Daytona 500.
The president of the United States, George Bush, welcome to Daytona, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's an unbelievable feeling to be here.
I saw you down on pit road talking with some of the drivers down there, and the armed services are very well represented with cars in our division now.
Well, I tell you, NASCAR fans, car owners support the United States military, and I know our troops really appreciate that.
I'll tell you what we'd like you to do if you would like to do it. When they come off turn number four and that pace car hits pit road, would you like to say, here they come to the green for us?
Sure. You pinch me when I'm supposed to say, here they come to the green.
And to call the start of the Daytona 500, the President of the United States, George Bush.
Here they come to the green.
The arrival of presidents at the racetrack has often been a celebration of American freedoms. However, there have also been moments when we gathered to mourn the loss of lives and to appreciate what makes this country great. Less than 2 weeks after the 9/11 attack, NASCAR returned to Dover, and MRN was there, broadcasting not just a race, but a statement. Flags were everywhere. Fans stood shoulder to shoulder in red, white, and blue. The MRN team honored fallen heroes live, held a moment of silence, and let the sound of freedom fill the air.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Big cheer goes up all the way around this racetrack, and I believe they are going to release 50 doves.
It wasn't just sport. It was healing. The Motor Racing Network and NASCAR will celebrate the 4th of July on the streets of Chicago this weekend, where we will come together to honor racing and our nation's freedom.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
From the running of the Grant Park 165, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Here comes Alex Bowman right off the wall and now into the right-hand turn 10. He looks forward to turn 11. He is all by himself as Alex Bowman up Jackson Drive. He goes one turn left for Alex Bowman, and then victory.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That was just 1 year ago. Alex Bowman picking up an emotional victory here in downtown Chicago. Today, Alex is one of the top seeds remaining as we enter the second round of NASCAR's in-season challenge. Welcome back to Grant Park. Alex Hayden is back as well. We're going to break down the matchups that we'll be keeping tabs on today. And Alex, there are eight of them. What is the biggest one that stands out to you?
To me, Mike, it's the 22 seed against the 6 seed. And that's A.J. Allmendinger versus Ty Gibbs head-to-head. And the reason to me this one is so big, A, they're both great road course drivers. B, is how tight they are. When you look at the numbers themselves, overall, Ty Gibbs has finished better than Allmendinger 10 to 8 times. In the last 5 races, 3 to 2. Since 2022 on road courses, Allmendinger's got the edge, 9 to 7. The numbers are very tight there. And as I was really breaking that down, to me, that is the most interesting matchup right now.
Well, when you look at what A.J. Allmendinger used to do in cup races for Colic Racing, it's not the same now as it was. They're searching for things. So as perhaps maybe that performance has dipped, you've also got the talent and the skills that are beginning to escalate for Ty Gibbs, and they're intersecting right here on this road course this weekend.
Again, which you could put as letter C or as exhibit C on why that is, to me, the most intriguing matchup right now. A.J. Allmendinger is still an X factor to me. When it comes to being able to turn left and right, use both feet to really work the pedals on a road course, it doesn't matter what direction they're trending as a team. Right now, I think Allmendinger is still a guy that's going to have something to say about it.
One of the most interesting matchups that we have today involved the number 8 seed and the number 9 seed.
Yeah, and that's Alex Bowman as the 8 seed. Bubba Wallace is the 9 seed. Of course, Alex Bowman, the reigning winner of the Chicago Street Race from a year ago. Bubba Wallace is intriguing because he was the fastest driver in practice yesterday. Then it came qualifying. He went for a spin not once, but twice. The other thing you got to throw into the mix on this one between Alex Bowman and Bubba Wallace, and there's a lot in this this soup, if you will, as far as ingredients go. Of course, they've got a history that isn't the most cordial of histories between the two of them. They've had some run-ins on and off the racetrack, but both cars, both teams, have to start at the back of the field today. So who's going to be able to play the track position game? Who's going to be able to keep the fenders on the car and drive their way forward? So coming from the back, that's going to be a big one as well.
So that is the second head-to-head matchup. What else out there has caught your attention?
Ty Dillon, of course, the big upset last week at Echo Park Speedway over the number one seed Denny Hamlin. Well, Ty Dillon's going head-to-head against Brad Keselowski, who hasn't been great on road courses. Heck, Brad has had a bit of a down year this year, although things are starting to get back in the direction on the positive side for Brad Keselowski. Ty Dillon is another one of those drivers. You talked about it, Mike. Nearly a quarter of the field is going to the back of the field for the start of today's race. Ty Dillon is one of them. He's going to have to do yeoman's work to work his way back to the front. And the X factor in all of today is, does it rain? That could change everything.
If wet weather tires go on these race cars, that could turn this whole thing upside down again like it was last weekend at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Those are just some of the head-to-head matchups that we'll keep tabs on, and there are more that we'll highlight over today's Grant Park 165.
Looking for motorsports podcasts you won't find anywhere else? Check out the Motor Racing Network's lineup of exclusive podcasts.
MRN Classic Races, Junior's Journey, The Many Hats of Jack Roush, Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, 50 Years of MRN, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, and The Tough Trucks of NASCAR. Find these and more MRN exclusive podcasts on podcast providers and MRN.com.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history, the driver's last shot at the playoffs, your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR Weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Welcome back to the streets of Chicago. We are getting ready for the Grant Park 165. Drivers have been just taken around the course in floats. Driver introductions about to begin, not too far away from getting things underway here in the Grant Park 165. If you're just joining us, we've got an unbelievable field getting ready to go at it here today. However, yesterday, it was full of a lot of testiness. It was full with a lot of damage fixing, as it were, for race cars. Alex, a very eventful practice session yesterday finds a lot of drivers going to the back. We've talked about these drivers going to the back, but there are great reasons why for each and every one of them.
Yeah, including all four Hendrick Motorsports cars will be coming from the back of the field. Kyle Larson goes to the back, William Byron, you've got Alex Bowman going to the back, and Chase Elliott also. Now, for Chase Elliott, Byron, and Bowman, they all got into the wall, had to change tow links, so unapproved adjustments on those cars. Noah Gregson had a good practice. Well, he got into the fence as well. Unapproved adjustments. He's starting at the back of the field. Ty Dillon, unapproved adjustments. Bubba Wallace spun twice in qualifying. Didn't even get a good lap in, so he's at the back of the field. Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s back there. Catherine Legg, they had unapproved adjustments as well. And Denny Hamlin is going to start dead last in the race. He did not even get a single lap of practice in his opening lap. When he came off the pit lane, got to turn four, had the engine expire on his car, still coming up to speed. So they had to change engines, didn't even get a single lap of practice, let alone qualifying.
You know, speaking of Denny Hamlin, this is what's going to make today so interesting. The challenges that they had, he didn't even break a sweat yesterday before that engine went south and he was done. His day was toast. This comes off of finishing 31st at Atlanta. He finished second at Pocono, but he missed Mexico City because of the birth of his son. When you stop and think about Denny Hamlin in this race, the last time that Denny was behind the wheel of his race car on a road course was back at COTA on March 2nd. And he finished 21st that day.
And as good as simulators are in today's world, the fact of the matter is you cannot replace sitting inside the seat of a race car on the racetrack at speed, working the pedals with the feet and using your hands with the gear shift.
Well, we talk about those Hendrick Motorsports cars going to the back of the pack. One of them belongs to William Byron. He'll start 38th today, fastest in his practice group, but there will be a lot of work to be done for that Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet Camaro. William Byron is with 60 post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. A lot of work indeed for William. William, what happened, and maybe what happened with you, but what happened across the board? Because there was a lot of cars that had problems here yesterday.
Honestly, for me, I was on cycle tires, and my first run had been a little free, obviously, but fast, and so we tried to make some adjustments, and I just feel like probably didn't have the tires cleaned up yet, and was just a little too aggressive for that portion of the track for not having total grip. So, it was a bummer, but definitely a mistake you'd like to have back for sure, but guys worked hard to fix everything, and car was fast, so that's a good thing.
A fast race car, what are options that you and Rudy will work on to get to the front of the field with your fast race car?
Just got to make good, efficient passes, show some speed, try to pick off a couple guys, and then hopefully there's a strategy opportunity that opens up where we can get some track position.
We shall see what happens. That is William Byron. As you mentioned, he starts in the 38th spot here today.
Well, his teammate in Chase Elliott will start 39th. Got his first win of the season last weekend at Echo Park Speedway. But he, too, made contact with the wall in qualifying yesterday. Good news is, and if Chase has anything good going for him, he is the active driver in the field today with the most road course wins with 7. Let's get Chase's thoughts. He's with Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
Yep, Chase Elliott going to come from the back. One of the Hendrick drivers having to battle some of those damages yesterday. So what's the game plan? You got a lot of cars to pass today.
I'll be honest, I could not hear you. I have no idea what's going on right now, but yeah. I made a mistake yesterday, obviously, got us behind, but we got fireworks going off indoors here, just so everybody knows, but yeah, it's, I thought our Napa Chevy was fast before that, which is always a good thing, so I wouldn't say there's plenty of time, but there's enough time to get up there. We just got to do everything right, which I think we can, so just, looking forward to the fight, keep our heads down and get after it.
Yesterday was hot and slick. It's cooler today, overcast, the threat of rain. Does that help or hurt this Napa Chevy?
It depends on, whether or not we get the calls right. Rain could help, rain could hurt. It certainly opens up some strategy opportunities. My hope is I would rather it not rain and us just have enough raw pace to get up through there, which I think we can. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Chase Elliott getting ready to be introduced to the crowd. He mentioned the fireworks. We are at the driver intro stage. The drum line is going crazy. Fireworks indoors. It's a scene down here at driver introductions.
Well, they're at the back of the pack. Let's go to the front of the pack. Let's talk to the driver that will bring the field to the green flag. Shane Van Gisbergen starts first today, grabbed his third career pole, looking for his third career NASCAR Cup Series win. He waxed them the last time on a short track in Mexico, and the potential is in place to do the same today. Back to Steve Post.
Yeah, Shane does lead us to green here today, and Shane, you won the pole. You won the Xfinity race yesterday, won the pole for today. What do you need to do, and how good is your race car to be able to sweep the weekend here?
I think the car's fine. It's just these races, so much happens, so yeah, just stay out of trouble. Hopefully get the strategy right and see where we are.
This racetrack, what are the challenges? What are the unique challenges of this racetrack? Just describe to our listener, you're very familiar with street races, but what do our NASCAR fans need to know the unique characteristics of this track?
Just the walls, yeah. Like it's no margin for error. You kind of got to be scaring yourself every lap to be on the limit. So, yeah, obviously in the race you'll leave a bit more margin than yesterday, but tough place.
Tough place. Scaring yourself every lap. Shane Van Gisbergen, he'll lead the field to green here today.
Of course, Shane Van Gisbergen driving for Trackhouse Racing. It's been a good weekend for Spire Motorsports. Matter of fact, Michael McDowell will start on the outside of the front row. It's his second front row start of the year. Waiting for the breakout win is everyone from Michael and Spire. Let's get his thoughts. Back to Chris.
Starting second is Michael McDowell. Top 10s in both races here, and you come off that top 5 at Mexico City. So the confidence in this road racing program, where is it, and can you take the fight to SVG?
Yes. The confidence is there. I mean, we're building our road course program at Spire. Obviously, this is only my third race in the car, but I feel like we've had good speed and been getting better and better, each time we have an opportunity to learn and to work on it. Felt good in race trim, felt good 5 lap, 10 lap. That's about as far as you could go in practice here. So I don't know what it'll be, 20 or 25 laps, but it was all trending in a good spot. Qualifying was a bit disappointing. Not to qualify second in the DePaul Chevy, but to be a half second off SVG was like, I thought we were pretty good, and there's a big gap to get there. So we'll see, though. You know, you fight hard, you get track position, try to get the lead early, see if the rain comes. You know, you just got to play it all out. But we're going to be fighting hard for sure.
We saw in practice and qualifying just how technical this place is, how on edge you are. Are there certain aspects of this street circuit that maybe you can capitalize on, you feel like you're maybe a little better at than some of the others?
Well, you know, there is risk versus reward here, and you can take more chances and find speed. But that line is so fine, as you saw yesterday in practice, and we've seen in the race here. So, you know, I hope that once you get into your rhythm and race pace, that, you know, your chances are fewer. But if you're trying to close the gap or you're trying to build a gap, I mean, that's how you're going to do it, by taking more risk. So you got to be calculated with that, and you got to, you know your limits, and that's hard to do on a slick street course.
It's going to be fun to watch. Michael McDowell starting second this afternoon, another driver searching for his first win of the season.
Michael McDowell, Spire Motorsports, performing quite well. Carson Hocevar, his teammates in that mix. Carson qualified third, but has to drop to the back of the pack because of unapproved adjustments. Coming up, we'll have more from the streets of Chicago as our countdown to the Grand Park 165 continues.
Whether it's handling NASCAR's toughest tracks or on your personal car, Goodyear has a tire for you. Visit Goodyear.com to learn more about the complete tire lineup, including the high-performance Eagle F1 Asymmetric 6, the rugged all-terrain Wrangler Boulder MT, and the all-weather assurance Weather Ready 2 passenger tire. Goodyear has been building the world's finest tires for more than 125 years and continues to lead in technology and innovation. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two. They're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside, and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
October is Co-op Month, and a time to recognize the accomplishments and contributions of member-owned companies. As a co-op, NTEC doesn't have to answer to faraway shareholders. Instead, they focus on meeting the needs of their local members and communities. NTEC is hosting pop-up open houses every Friday in October from 11 to 2 in the communities they serve. There will be refreshments, free gifts, and special discounts on managed Wi-Fi services. Call NTEC at 715-672-4204 for locations. Celebrate Co-op Month with NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from the Chicago Street Course. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to Grant Park. We continue our countdown to the start of the Grant Park 165 for the NASCAR Cup Series. So glad you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network. You know, all of the hoopla about this event coming in has been about Shane Van Gisbergen. Can he win again? Can anybody go toe-to-toe with him? And then the conversation shifts to, well, what driver is out there that perhaps could maybe take the wind out of those SVG sails? A driver on that list is starting seventh today. Ryan Preece drives for Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing, and he's with our Steve Post.
Ryan is ready to roll off from the seventh spot. Had a great qualifying run and run going up Mexico as well. Qualified second there. Ryan, street racing, road course racing. How hard have you worked and what things have you worked on to make yourself pretty good at this craft?
Well, to be honest with you, I think I got some really good teammates to lean on. And coming here with some fast race cars has really helped. But definitely just trying to put a lot of effort into it because I feel like this is an opportunity, much like when we go to Martinsville, to try and lock ourselves in. So I feel really good about our build submarines, Ford Mustang. And we'll see what we got here in a little bit.
You mentioned lock yourself in. Are you watching points, or is this a matter of you guys really feel like you need to win? Where are you at with that?
I'm going to let Derek make those decisions. You know, I feel like we have a car good enough to win, for sure. I think you just got to see how the race is playing out. There's a lot of different variables right now with the weather and all that. So whatever he chooses, I'm ready to go for it.
There are a lot of variables, and Ryan Preece, we know he's very talented. He'll start in the seventh spot here today.
And the Derek that Ryan refers to is Derek Finley, his crew chief. Those two have become a potent pairing in the NASCAR Cup Series here in their first year out in 2025. We've talked about the muscle that Spire Motorsports put on display yesterday. Carson Hocevar was able to qualify third, making his eighth road course start today. Back to get his thoughts and back to Chris Wilner.
And Mikey starts third on the grid. His best start on a road course. Not going to the back today, unlike so many other of your competitors. So you and Michael up front, can you guys stay there and take the fight to Shane?
I hope so. I was just laughing with Shane here that I was only like a tenth and a half off until the very last corner and decided to downshift way too early and almost spin. So lost that and, you know, ended up third. But it was still a good lap for me, and I feel like this should help us. I didn't do a lot of laps in practice, just knowing the conditions are going to be a lot different. So hopefully with good rabbits to chase, I can figure it out on the long run and, you know, hopefully stay up there. And for me, I think it's a lot easier to maintain than do, you know, be aggressive, make passes, and just be that much better than everybody. If I could just maintain and run good laps, I think that would fit my road course skill right now.
This racetrack is so technical. It requires near perfection. How do you maintain that over the course of a long run, should we get one today?
Yeah, I mean, number one, I enjoy how precise you have to be at everything. So it's been a lot of fun to, you know, battle these streets of Chicago. I love watching Monaco every year, even though it's not that fun of a race. It's just fun to watch them be precise. So as close as I can get.
That's Carson Hocevar again, going to start with his Spire Motorsports teammate, Michael Madow, at the front. He'll start third this afternoon.
You know, Alex, one of the interesting things about Spire Motorsports this year, they have gone through a personnel overhaul. They're in a trust the process part of their development where you're putting people in here, you're taking people out there, you're signing driver and crew chief pairings like Michael Madow and Travis Peterson. Now it's all about waiting for the dust to settle and see what yield can come from all those changes.
They're having flashes of brilliance. Michael Madow, who's come over this year to Spire, has really brought an air of confidence. When you've got a guy who's won at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, a guy who's won the Daytona 500, that brings confidence to your race team. Throw in the fact that Carson Hocevar is getting some really good results. Yeah, he's ruffled a feather or two along the way, but he's still putting up results. The confidence level sky high there.
They have fast race cars here this weekend. Another driver with a fast race car proved it in practice yesterday, but threw it all away in qualifying. Bubba Wallace had a great Saturday until the very end. Today, his Sunday begins with a 37th starting position. He's with Steve Post.
He has a lot of work to do, but Bubba was born in Alabama, grew up in Kannapolis, but I feel like with the McDonald's on the car, this is a hometown race for you. Just so many people. What is it like to bring this sponsor to their home city and just be able to run in front of a very pro Bubba Wallace crowd?
Yeah, you're right. Great crowd here today. Appreciate the support there. It's been an honor and a privilege to carry a brand as big as McDonald's, one of the biggest brands in the world, on my fire suit for the last 7-8 years. And so when this race was on the schedule, I know not only our team, but the McDonald's side of things was really excited, and they've done a lot with the racetrack, and they deserve a good run. We looked good yesterday to start the day.
Okay.
And, you know, I decided, like, I don't want it to be this easy, so I wanted to make it really hard on myself and just start basically last in the race here. But all in all, we have speed in our McDonald's Toyota Camry. It's such a treacherous racetrack. That's first step. And then putting it all together, letting me figure it out, giving the right feedback to set ourselves up for a really good day today. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be fun.
It is a challenge, and it's going to be fun. That is Bubba Wallace. He starts in the 37th spot. Chris Wilner?
Well, Steve Post, Christopher Bell will roll off 13th this afternoon and has been pretty good on road courses as of late. So, Steve Bell, I know yesterday when I talked to you yesterday, maybe you weren't as sure where this car is at. Do you have a better idea as we get set to go take the green flag?
Yeah, I think so. We had a really good post-practice debrief, and I think the boys had a really good idea of where to improve the car's performance, and I will improve my performance behind the wheels. So there's no doubt that we're going to be up there at the end of this thing.
Appreciate your time. Christopher Bell going to start 13th this afternoon, looking for his first top 10 on the streets of Chicago.
Christopher Bell is the driver in this field today that has led the most laps of anybody with 51.
DIYers, ever start a project thinking that this'll be quick, only for it to be anything but? We've all been there, and that's why you need Craftsman, DIYer's most trusted brand. Craftsman's V20 battery works across drills, saws, trimmers, mowers, and over 100 other products from the house to the backyard and beyond. No dead stops, no refuels, just grab, swap, and get it done. Because your project might fight back, but your tools shouldn't. Head to Craftsman.com to learn more. Craftsman, build on.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Grant Park 165, brought to you by eBay. Picture this, you're halfway through a DIY car fix, and boom, you're missing a part. It's okay, because whatever it is, it's on eBay, and it's guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Row 20.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia. Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Row 19.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Bubba Wallace, Mobile, Alabama.
Row 18.
Ty Dillon, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Cody Ware, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Row 17.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Catherine Legg, Hazelman, England.
Row 16.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Josh Palicki, Richfield, Wisconsin.
Row 15.
Austin Hill, Winston, Georgia.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 14.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 13.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 12.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cole Custer, Ladera Ranch, California.
Row 11.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Riley Herbst, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 10.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Will Brown, Toowoomba, Australia.
Row 9.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Ryan Blady, Hartford, Ohio.
Row 8.
A.G. Allmendinger, Los Gatos, California.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Row 7.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Row 6.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Starting 9.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Starting 8.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Starting 7.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Starting 6.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Starting 5th.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 4th.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting third,
Carson Osovar, Portage, Michigan.
Starting second,
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
And starting on the pole,
Shane Van Gisbergen, Manukau, New Zealand.
And that's the starting lineup for the Grant Park 165.
All of those drivers have just been introduced to everybody here in downtown Chicago. They're making their way to their cars, and pre-race ceremonies are about to begin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to the streets of Chicago. Motor Racing Network on the air from the Windy City with live coverage of the Grant Park 165. NASCAR Cup Series racing getting ready to come your way from Chicago's front yard. Mike Bagley alongside Alex Hayden, the entire Motor Racing Network crew here with you as for the third time we are getting ready to turn NASCAR Cup Series drivers loose in the streets of Chicago. Yesterday it was the NASCAR Xfinity Series taking center stage in the Loop 110. It was Shane Van Gisbergen who overcame mid-race adversity to rebound and claim the checkered flag for Junior Motorsports. Again, Junior Motorsports on a roll in 2025, winning 9 races so far, looking to put more wins to the tally as they wind their way to their regular season. But all things today are about the NASCAR Cup Series and what potentially could be another winning day for Shane Van Gisbergen, or will it be a winning day for SVG? Alex Hayden is back with us now on the broadcast. Alex, we talk about his skill set, meaning SVG's winning skill set. We know he's potent on road courses, but as we've seen over the course of the last year or so, the field has caught up with him. The question is, can they catch him and pass him today?
Well, and like what we saw at Mexico City in his dominating final run to the checkered flag, he can run smooth. If he can control the race from the lead and force the other drivers into mistakes by overdriving their cars to try to run him down, then there could be a legitimate opportunity for a lot of drivers to be in play today to win the race.